Back to the Movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
Today we're talking about Spectre. Yep. What is Spectre?
Based on the trailer, Spectre is the name of this organization.
No. I mean, what's the movie?
I know, I'm explaining.
Oh, the movie. Okay.
Headed by...
Christoph Waltz?
Yeah. It's apparently been behind, like, all the horrible stuff that's ever happened to James Bond. This is all in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, in the trailer, Christoph Waltz says, "I'm the architect of your pain."
Yes.
It's like one good line in the movie. So it's the most recent James Bond movie. Daniel Craig, Ralph Fiennes, Christoph Waltz. What's the name of the woman that plays Moneypenny? I can't remember her name.
Her real name?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Monica Bellucci has, like, a scene. And I can't remember the name of the woman that plays the other Bond girl in the movie.
I mean, she's the one of the daughters from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
She was also in Robin Hood, the Russell Crowe Robin Hood.
Hmm.
I remember her name.
Yeah. Directed by Sam Mendes. It's his second Bond movie. He directed Skyfall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Justine, what did you think about this movie?
It was a kind of a mess. The plot, like, scene to scene is kind of incomprehensible.
Uh-huh.
Like, every scene I had to be like, in my head I was like, what are we doing? Like, what's the point? Like, I don't... What is this?
Why is he here?
I don't... How did he know about this?
Right.
What is... Like, it just wasn't very good. But, you know, there was some good bondiness. Like, you know, it's a little funny. Some interesting set pieces. Very beautiful people and very nice places.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But, like... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been a Bond fan. I've just never really liked the movies very much. But then I went and saw Skyfall, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. I loved Skyfall so much.
Yeah, I know. I liked Skyfall a lot, too. And Mendes directed both of them, and it feels... I don't feel that at
yeah,
all.
This
except
feels...
for in the opening credits, which yeah. is a very identical
yeah, Skyfall. Very... Yeah. But yeah, this just feels like crappy Bond again. Like, I don't know. I mean, some people really like some of the other Bond movies. I've just never really been a huge fan, but this, it was just exactly what you said. Like, I don't know why we're here. I don't know why we're going there. Why is he here? Like, what's he doing now?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of this scene? What are we supposed to be? Like, I from moment to moment, I didn't really know what Bond was after. And I never really understood what Spectre was. Like, yeah, you get this thing where he's, like... They show you, like, pictures of, like, all the other villains he's faced in the other movies, and it's, like...
I guess they were part of Spectre?
Yeah, but it's, like, they never show you anything that might connect them. You know, like, there's... It would be like if randomly some dude showed up in a Mission Impossible movie and showed pictures of all the other villains and was like, yeah, they were working for me, and that was the only evidence they gave to that theory, and you'd be like, what? Like, how? Why?
No, I mean, that didn't bother me. Like, I'm okay with, like, all these baddies coming from one big baddie organization. That's fine. But, like, I don't know. The big baddie organization, what all they do, that didn't actually bother me. It was just like, from moment to moment, I don't understand what we're doing.
Yeah. It was just boring. Like,
and
it was boring.
I'm just kind of, the stuff, like, that in, at least in this film, the stuff that the baddie organization was trying to do, I'm sick of. Like, all bad people in all movies do this.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it.
Yeah, so, not a good outing for Mr. Bond this time.
No, and can we talk a little bit about some spoilers?
Yeah, sure. Fucking spoiler alert.
Now,
boom.
Is this his last film?
Well, I don't know. It's weird because he you know, he said in the press that it was miserable making Bond movies. He didn't want to do it anymore. But then more recently he's been like, no, I was kidding. It's fine. So, like, I don't know. I think if he wanted to do it, they probably would continue to make them with him. But I also think...
Because this seemed like he was done. Like, they're going to retire Craig, Bond, and 007 is going to be someone else in the next one.
Could be. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, okay.
That's really it.
Well, Justine and I didn't really like it.
I'm sad that I wasn't more excited by Christoph Waltz, because usually he's awesome, and I don't think it's his fault.
They totally wasted him.
They wasted him, yeah.
He has, like, two big scenes, neither of which does he really get to do anything. Like, he's just... He operates some really weird drill machine that drills into Bond in a weird way, but, like, that was kind of scary, but, like, it was so clinical. It was just, like, I'm gonna press some buttons, and then this thing's gonna happen. Yeah. I don't know, like, he just didn't have anything. Like, it actually reminded me a little bit of, like, Mickey Rourke in Iron Man 2. Mm. You know, like, it's just, like... You have this awesome dude and who seems like he's really scary, but you don't do anything with him.
And he can be scary with very little, doing very little.
Yeah. The scariest part of Christoph Waltz in this movie were his loafers with no socks.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was freaking me out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, if you're a huge Bond fan, go see it. But if not,
I'm gonna go see it anyway.
Just don't bother. Wait for DVD or something. Home video.
I just want to go home and watch Skyfall.
All right, well, it's time for the movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.